Everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host tonight, Eddie Schmidt, filling in for Mike Murtha. He's off having, I think he's actually on his way home from Arizona, so maybe he's listening from the car. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. We got a live radio show for you tonight here in this great spring of 2026. Tonight I have my son Ethan helping me, and our guest tonight is Bronson Bergeson. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Everybody, welcome and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories on this Thursday night. We're having another fun Thursday night in Amory, Wisconsin. Just going to talk and play some music and let our thumbs dangle in the whole shot. So, but I got Ethan here helping me tonight. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. So I'm sure you got a busy spring going with all the stuff you guys got going.
Yeah, between the Tucker Baker Band with Bronson and then Chris Cruzy shows. The Rattlenecks are actually playing down in Oliva this Saturday from, I believe, 8 to 11 at the VFW for a fundraiser for the snowmobile club down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you keep yourself busy, and we've got a bunch of the normal Trigger Happy stuff booked this summer, and couple of things in New Richmond and the Legion during New Richmond days, and we'll be playing in the park again down there by the barn and the silo, and we always play a Wednesday night down there, so watch the schedules for that. But we got some stuff coming up this summer and keeping busy, so we want to say hello to our guest tonight, Mr. Bronson Bergeson.
Howdy.
Guitar player extraordinaire.
Howdy. Well, guitar player mediocre-naire.
No, it's great to have you come out and play some tunes with us, and maybe you got to sing some stuff too. We'll keep you busy.
We'll try. I'll talk my way through them.
I'll see how many licks I can try to steal from you.
Well, see, that's what I was just wondering. That whole trigger happy intro there. Was that Red Volkart playing guitar?
No.
Who was that?
That was Trigger Happy.
Was that Eddie Schmidt playing guitar on that?
Oh, yeah.
Dang, I tell you what. Sound like old Red Volkart.
No, no. We have a fun time and do our stuff. So we always, I know we had you and Zach. We weren't able to get Zach here tonight, but we're happy to have you and talk about, I think you were here one other time, but when you started out your musical, I remember talking to you. How did your musical playing start?
Well, I wanted to meet women, so I graduated high school and I was going to college, and I thought, well, how am I going to meet these college gals? And so I bought a guitar after my senior year. And that was
your senior year of college?
No, high school.
Oh, of high school.
So
okay.
Right before my freshman.
So you didn't start playing until then.
Yeah.
And you play like you play, which I can't
believe. Well, I mean, I almost flunked out of college. So I would literally, this is no lie, I gained 40 pounds my first year of college because I would sit in my dorm room, eat caramel corn, and play guitar the entire day. the entire day. That's all I would do. That's all I did. Yeah, I almost flunked out. So,
well, that's I remember you telling me you'd started playing guitar so late, and later than most guys that are grabbing them at 8 and 10 years old when they're kids and trying to play. So, but we got to have you sing and play a song to start off for us tonight.
Play one of those you learned in the dorm.
You want to know the first song I ever played? I played this song for 3 months straight because I was trying to practice and make it good. It was.
Of the Rising Sun.
For 3 months straight, I played that song. My roommate was about had it with me.
Well, what would you like to do for us tonight?
Well, I guess we could do the Folsom thing.
Okay.
Maybe, what's that gal's name that likes our version of it? Is she listening?
Jennifer, yeah. She might be listening.
She doesn't like, because we do it a little fast, you know.
Yeah.
We do it a little hyped up. She's not so much of a fan of that. She kind of likes the old.
She's used to the way she's heard her dad play it her entire life.
Well, which
life.
Is fair
so
enough.
We're throwing a wrench in her whole thing.
Fair enough. I get it. I feel nervous now, like I'm going to screw up the words. So. We'll do this on an E then. Oh. Not like the. All right, cool. Well, I hear that train a-coming, it's coming around the bend. I ain't seen sunshine since I don't know when, and I'm stuck in Folsom prison. Time keeps dragging on, and those babies keep on moving on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry, oh, sweet. Fancy dining car, and they're probably smoking coffee and they're rolling big cigars. But I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. Now if they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, you can bet I'd move it on just a little farther down the line. Folsom prison. Yeah, that's where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Come on, Eddie. Folks. we go.
Got to get the semicorn in the end of that. Oh, is that the same way Red Volkart does that?
That's exactly how I learned it, yeah. See, it's a Red Volkart night. You gotta go up with it.
Oh, gee.
It's your A string and your D string. Your D string's over.
Gee. Well, that was... If I wish people could see me sitting here, because all I'm doing is sitting and smiling, listening to you play that stuff. Man, that's...
I've been playing those same looks for 20 years. That's the thing. I better have it down pat by now if I don't.
Well, you told me the one time, you said, I just got three licks, I just do them fast.
You just do them over and over again in any key, nobody notices.
And now, Bronson, you play with a bunch of different groups, too, in the area, right?
Or yeah, so since I'm not really a singer, I'm just a sideman, so I just kind of lend myself out to people who want to hire me. So, yeah, I play with the Church of Cash. Actually, we're doing some dates up in this area in the summer. And then... who else do I play? Well, the Tucker Baker guy with Ethan, if he ever shows up. Papa Bear Norton.
Chicken Ranch?
Chicken Ranch has a couple dates. And then we have the Prine thing, which I think is probably going to take off. And then the big musical, the Folsom Prison Experience musical that I'm in, that's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's a great show. Anyone sees it coming up somewhere close to here, you can catch it. Definitely go see it.
It's a pretty cool deal. Yeah. So we go on tour. I think we do Fargo and Bismarck in a couple weeks, and then we go after that. We go on a tour out east for 5 shows, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Man, and neat stuff. And so I will tell the folks to try to watch for what you got going on, too, to
and
give it a listen.
It's a bunch of fun stuff. With good people, that's the thing. You try to surround yourself with good people, and it kind of works itself out, really, is what happens.
Yeah. Well, we should do another song. You want to sing one, Ethan?
Yes, he does.
I want to do one that Buffalo Bob's done for so many years.
Uh-oh.
This one called Memories to Burn.
Uh-oh. What is this in?
We do it in A, right?
Bob used to do it. Buffalo used to do it.
Bob Huffy would always sing it with Trigger Happy, and I always remember him singing it when I was little and thought I'd steal it from him.
Well, I don't know this, folks, so if you hear me screw up, it's me.
One, two, one, two.
Just making memories, you have to wait your turn.
who did that originally?
Gene Watson.
Gene Watson.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
When we first recorded that on our 1984 cassette album with Trigger Happy, we went out to by Shelby, Montana, and did a barn dance for the ranchers out there. And then Jim got us, the guy we know out there, got us hooked up with the radio station. And I think it was down in Shelby, and went down there, and they actually played a couple of cuts off of the cassette album. That
was
we
that
just
the record did. That went to number two? That was the one, right?
No.
What was the title of that?
Oh, that's something Mike always says. That the kids always like that song. They made it all the way to number two. And then you ask them, well, what was number one? Elvira. The kids always like that.
That sounds about right, too. Yeah.
So, I was thinking about all the neat guitars you got, Bronson. Have you still got that Flying V Telecaster that you bought up in Duluth that time?
I forgot about it until you said that right now. Yeah, I do have it. It's still somewhere.
You don't play it a whole lot?
I don't. It's heavy. It sounds absolutely fantastic, which I was surprised by. But, that's another $300 guitar. It was hanging. Zach and I were doing a show in Duluth. We went into the musical round. And it was way in the back in the corner behind something.
Yeah.
And we're kind of looking. I said, is that a Flying V Telecaster? Sure enough. The guy pulled out, and I said, $300, and I'll take it home. He's like, it's yours. It's been here a while, he said. Yeah, that's a fantastic guitar.
You think about that. We do have an audience. Doug's sitting out listening to the show here tonight. When him and I were playing with Skip Spaulding years ago, when you talk about that guitar, I can't remember where we... there was some place we went, and they had a bunch of guitars they were getting rid of, and I had this one little solid body two-pickup guitar. I think I paid $80 for it, and I played that for a while with Skip, and it's amazing what you find sometimes that actually...
So, Eddie, do we dare ask how many guitars you have?
I don't know. Between the guitars and everything else, we counted them up here not that long ago. And I got, it's only 22 instruments I got at home between guitars and saxophones and clarinets and accordions.
I thought that would have been much worse. I mean, much more. Not worse, just more. I thought it was going to be more. No. Wow. Okay. No. That's pretty tame.
But we're looking for number 23, I'll tell you that.
What do you think is going to be your next buy? You know, have you got your eyes on something?
Well, I always wanted one of them Nashville Tellies with the three pickups, so you can get that Strat sound. But Fender quit making them. But there's a company called Reverend that makes some really neat guitars.
I have a Reverend guitar. Yeah,
and Reverend makes a Pete Anderson Dash S model. It's like a Tele, but it's got three pickups in. I think it's even got a whammy bar, and I've never had one of them.
Oh, well, it's time to get
it's
one.
It's time to get
is
one.
It, your wife's Joanne, right? Joanne, if you're listening?
Hopefully she's not. No, she probably is. But no, it's, yeah, guy can just never have too many things, and he always... I do. John Lynch and I think Schlenker, they know some gal down in Menominee. She had a couple of accordions. I know she sold one, but I'm eyeing up. She's got one more that she's trying to get rid of. It's a nice little 8-bass accordion. So you never know. I might have to pick that up. I could get that pretty cheap. So, well, I sent a song to Ethan, and I think we're going to try this. I think Tom Kramer might be listening. And so this is an old Buck Owens song that Tom Brumley, his steel player, did. And it's one called Tracy's Waltz. And it's in the key of B, if anybody's playing along with at home.
The words are in a hymnal underneath your kitchen chair.
How does that intro riff go again?
Da, 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 da.
Thank you.
Tom Brumley on a Thursday night. I don't think you...
Dude, that was awesome.
Tom Brumley was so neat. He did a lot of that two-string stuff. And
when you say two-string, what do you mean? Can you give us an example of that?
Instead of hitting all three notes, he did a lot of just the top and the lower with just two of the strings instead of all three. But he, like when he did the lead to Together Again, there's just nothing like it. And I don't think we've told the folks that our guest tonight, Mr. Bergeson, is quite a steel guitar player, too.
No.
Yes, you are.
No. I know three licks, and I fool everybody with them.
No.
That's
no,
all
you,
that's
you
what it is.
You play good steel. Don't say you don't.
I'm no Eddie Schmidt, for sure. No.
And you got a beautiful old, what year is your show, bud?
I couldn't tell you, but it is beautiful. I like that guitar.
Yeah.
It stays in tune. It's been, I've taken that thing all over the place. It's been awesome. It's played some cool stages.
Yeah, I bet it has. And it's pretty, it's a single neck with three
single
and
neck
four?
It's got three and four, yeah. But I only use two and one, probably.
No, you don't give yourself enough credit. I heard, I think I was with Ethan when we came over to watch you playing over at Medina one night, and that was before you were in the back room playing guitar with Marty Stewart.
Cousin Kenny, yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually, so that wasn't so bad because back then I was playing, that band was playing quite a bit. So then I wasn't so bad at it, but I haven't played it for quite a while, so now I rely on the two or three licks that I know. But yeah, that was fun. I got to hang out with Cousin Kenny all night. Yeah,
no,
played through one of his amps or something. Right?
Well, there was this guy who was at the show, and he wanted Cousin Kenny to come play one of his amps. He was an amp builder in Minneapolis, and so Kenny was waving at me, and he's like, "Hey," and I'm like looking behind me, thinking, "Who's he waving at?" And he goes, "Yeah, you." He goes, "This guy wants us to check out his amps." And I'm pretty sure it wasn't us. It was him. And he goes, "Let's go." I was like, "All right, let's go." So, yeah, we hung out in the back room. And I think his guitars were packed up in the bus. And so I think I was just the guy who had a guitar.
He needed your guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the cool thing about that, so we're sitting there. And Kenny's blazing away at it. And he gives me it. And I chunk through a couple things. And he takes it back and he goes, "Yeah, you want to see the best guitar player in the building?" And Chris Scruggs at the time was playing bass with them.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Watch this." And he gave Chris Scruggs the guitar, and Chris just tore that thing up. Tore it up.
Yeah, he
totally put both of us just to absolute shame.
And when Chris Scruggs, when he plays lap steel, he makes it sound like he's got 1,000 levers and pedals, and yeah, he is such a player.
Yeah, so that was that was pretty. And Chris was not even into it. He was just sitting over the corner, I think, looking on his phone, like, "Yeah, what are these two yahoos trying to chicken pick over here?" And then Kenny just walks over and is like, "Here, show him." And he just kind of picked it up and just.
Yeah,
completely blew it away.
Yeah, when Ethan and I saw them at Medina, and he went over and walked over to that lap steel that was standing up on legs and played some boogie thing on that, and it was out of this world. So we're actually going to go see them guys in Turtle Lake there, middle of April. Marty Stewart and all them guys are going to be at the casino on the, I think it's on the 14th, don't quote me, but...
I have a gig that day, too.
Yeah. Hard to believe a guitar player like you's got a gig on a Friday night.
We've got a gig at the weirdest thing. We're playing some pork producers convention at the convention center in Minneapolis, which is weird, but whatever.
No, that'll be good. Would you like to, could you sing us another song?
We
get to be so busy jawing about all
these
great stories.
I like jawing. That's fun. Do you want to... You want to do the Charlie Daniels one or the, who sings stand-up anyways?
Mel McDaniel?
Mel, you mean?
Mel.
Which one do you want to do? I'll give you the
Let's
choice.
Let's do the other. That's what Homer and Jethro said.
If I had a hot date, one of those can't wait, things go a little too far. In the middle of a good night, have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. And tell us all about it. Stand up. And testify. You ever had a woman late night roaming, party till your money was gone? Smiling Mona Lisa, loaded up your Visa and took the bartenders home. I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. And tell us all about it. Stand up. And testify. A he-man, do it just for me, man. I knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero. Said, honey child, you ain't through. Stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, and tell us all about it. Stand up, and testify. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, and tell us all about it. Stand up, and testify. Stand up.
Good thing I was kind of watching there. I didn't realize you were going to do that quick stop, but I didn't even fall into it.
Eddie just feels that. He knows what's coming.
Yeah. Oh, that's a neat... They're all neat tunes.
That's a good song. A lot of people don't play that song.
No, yeah.
I like that song.
When I got the chance to play with you guys that one night down in Woodville, that was so fun. A lot of dancing, up-tempo stuff that the younger kids... I mean, it's still some neater, older country, but even a lot of young kids and... You guys kind of rock it up a little bit. It's
kind of the cool thing now. The classic, you know, upbeat classic country is kind of the cool thing. I mean, not even upbeat. It's just kind of the cool thing now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I mean, you and I'm probably close to your age, so.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty close.
I'm an old man.
I am too. But I was playing those songs when they first came out. Maybe not stand-up, but all that stuff that we play, Chattahoochee and...
Be My Baby Tonight.
Be My Baby and Neon Moon and all those old Garth Brooks songs. I mean, I was...
Yeah, you guys got a neat song list.
When they first came out.
It fits for everybody, so... Well, I think we should probably play some more music here. Ethan, you want to sing another one, or...
Sure, you want to do that Zach Top song? Sounds Like the Radio. If you like playing that one.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me we were going to play this.
Guitar, I'm going to steal on it then.
No, I'm going to screw up the.
I don't think you're going to mess it up.
I was just practicing the solo, folks. I don't want to make myself look bad here.
So
yeah,
Zach Top.
Can't remember how that starts.
There you go.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It's on, folks, if you're listening, that's a G7th chord, right? But it's only the top two strings. It's kind of weird. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm.
she didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head to grow long in the back. All the girls want me to pick them up when they hear me rolling by in my pickup truck. Does it sounds like the radio? Back 94, you know. Look, speaker up to my soul.
You're listening to 93.1 WPCA here in Amory, Wisconsin, live on a Thursday night in March of 2026. And this is about as much fun as a person can have on a Thursday night.
Well, maybe in Amory. I was going to say Valley Fair on a Thursday night is probably pretty fun.
I tried to do that song with Ethan when you weren't there, and that high thing
I know.
It's a thing.
I got 5 more years, and I'll have her down fast.
Yeah.
Sounded like you had it awful close.
I got the first 5 notes pretty good, and then the 20 after that are just random. So
it's funny, this Zach Top, he's a brand-new artist, but I think he's the now-day George Strait for...
Well, you know, he was a bluegrass guy.
Really?
Yeah, so he started out playing with his family, doing bluegrass. Yeah,
bluegrass guy.
But this Zach Top, he's something else.
And it's crazy how that social media can blow up. I mean, it was in the period of a year.
Yeah.
Boom, from there to there, just.
I first saw him scrolling on TikTok, and he had a video of him covering some old George Strait song. I'm like, man, this guy's pretty good. He could probably do some stuff. And then
boom, I swear it was a year. When he finally got going, it was
one or two.
Yeah,
but
done.
You could come hear the Tucker Baker Band play that song at Two Mixed Up in Wheeler, Wisconsin, on April 4th.
Thank you, Ethan. He's on top of it.
Up there,
that's the old Otter Creek.
Old Otter Creek.
Yep,
Yeah.
Did you, have you played, I mean, I'm assuming you played the Otter Creek Inn a few times.
Not that I remember. But one of the first jobs I ever played when I was 15 with my brother Steve was a little ways north of there. Or is it? It's not that far. In Wheeler, we played at Dorothy's in Wheeler, four of us, for $80. I made $20. I was on top of the world.
Was that, so that must be south of that then. South.
Yeah, because right, Wheeler.
The Otter Creek Inn is north of Wheeler.
Yeah.
Probably about 8 miles.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's right between Wheeler and Ridgeland.
Except north of there is Ridgeland. But
so where was Dorothy's? Was that the...
Right downtown on the main drag.
Really?
Yep, yep. So that was a long time ago. Well, I'm going to say hi to a few folks, and you guys can say hi, too. So I want to say hi to my wife, Joanne. Brother Scotty's might be listening. All the Moro kids. My neighbors, Al and Ann, and their family. Tad Layton, Darlene and the boys. Jim Bjorkman, he's probably listening out there in Montana. Brian Jevning and the Club 42 boys, the Cactus Cousins, my good friend Denny Marion, Greg Wheeler and all the Barn boys, Bill Gadadzik, Putz is a great listener, the Sewell family. I want to say hi to Tom Klinger, and I always say hi to my buddy Doug that's our audience out in the hallway tonight, and we got to say hi to Liz and Jenny. They're up there. I heard that there's a lot of money being won up there in Hinckley tonight. So, and our good friend John Wilman. So, Ethan?
Yeah, just a thank you to Greg Wheeler for covering for me last month when I had a little scheduling conflict. So, hi Greg. hello to LeBlanc Paulson Management Company. Ashley and Jill, if they're listening.
Wait, management company?
It's Jill Paulson's kind of running joke because she's mine and my dad's manager. She gets us all our gigs.
Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
If you don't believe it, just ask her.
Jilly. All right, sorry.
And then any of the Merthas and Hovdies down around the Baldwin area, Justin and Johnny and Steve and Aaron. Who'd you got to say?
Bronson? Where I'm from, they don't even have internet yet, so they're not listening anymore. I think Tara's listening. Tara Hinsman, she's the only one who's listening that I know of. A lot of my people, my parents are probably in bed by now, so there's no way they're listening right now.
Okay. Well, I think I'll throw a song at you. Ethan always asked me to do this one. It's an old Ned Miller song, I think. One called Fraulein.
Hey, can we stop one sec? Let's hear it for Greg Wheeler, huh?
Oh.
If there's a musician in the house, it's Greg Wheeler.
When him and I came to do the recording on your song, and he gets in there and says, bring it up to about 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and I think I'm going to do this one thing in there. And the next song, at 1 minute 46, I'll come in and do this thing. And you're looking at me like, how? This guy does his homework.
I've been in a quite a few studio projects. I have never had a guy come that prepared to a session. Like you said, he came in and they were like, yep, yeah, okay, sounds good. So, Greg, where do you want to start? Usually you just run through one. And like you said, he's like, right about a minute 23. There's a part I'd like to put a part in at minute 23. And then minute 46, I think we had something. I think I could put something in there. And then maybe we'll go from there. I got them all written down.
Yeah, the look on your face, you and Zach.
It was something to behold. I mean, Greg Wheeler. Should we ask, are the Eclectic Barn Boys still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We're going to be down at the Buck in Menominee. There's a Thursday night. I don't know exactly when, but watch. It'll get posted on Facebook, but we're going to be down there. And there's some stuff coming up this summer with them guys.
Folks,
among the Trigger Happy stuff. I keep busy with the Trigger Happy Boys and them. And
my favorite Rex band. Favorite band is the Eclectic Barn Boys. You guys have t-shirts yet?
No. Let's do a song.
I want to get a t-shirt before I leave here.
One, two. Far across
Waters lives an old German's daughter by the banks of the old River Rhine. There I loved her and left her, but I cannot forget her. I miss she, my pretty Fräulein. Stars start to shine by the same stars above you. I swear that I love you. I miss you, my pretty Fräulein. Tear it up there, Bronson.
Shuffles like that,
yeah.
Oh, they're my favorite to play. God, those are good songs. So, who was that?
Is it Ned Miller, Dave?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Ned Miller had a version. I'm sure other people did too. But
this came out of World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys came back and missed the girl they met.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Good family story.
That's a great song, though. Dang.
So, Bronson, you got a busy summer lined up, I bet?
I mean, really, if it was up to me, I'd play every night of the week. And I want to. I love playing guitar. But
do you mainly play? Do you work, too, besides playing, or just play full-time?
Yeah, I work at a theater. I do some stagehand work for a theater in Burnsville.
Okay.
And then it's kind of a nice thing. You can kind of pick your hours. Like, literally pick when you want to work. So I do that during the week. But, yeah, if I could play guitar every day of the week, I would.
Is that the theater I played clarinet with you?
Yeah.
You and Zach?
Yeah,
time?
I work at the Ames, yeah.
Boy, if that old clarinet could talk.
Oh, my God. What a great time that was. You know what? That night is when I met those folks there, and that's when I got the job, when we played that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. That was the night, because I had worked with the sound guy before. And then we just got talking, and they were saying they were shorthanded, and I kind of jokingly said, well, I can do this. He's like, all right, you're hired. I literally just said, yeah, you're hired. Come in Tuesday, and we'll start.
Okay.
So I came in Tuesday, and yeah.
We got time for another song, Dave?
Yeah.
Yep, we're still doing good. You got another song you want to throw us?
Barstool? Yeah, we could do some... Charlie Daniels Band. Yeah, it's kind of a faster one in D.
Okay.
Well, he knows it.
Well, I mean, I should have known it. Eddie Schmidt knows everything, knowing the man. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm a-sitting on the bar stool acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm a-doing today. Yeah, I'm a-sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a-losing my troubles away. And now I couldn't make a stable dog on her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Well, now every time he disagrees, she's always asking me, are you a man or a mouse? Now that she's gone, she probably thinks I'm at home, just a moping around the house. Yeah, she probably thinks that she's the one thing I just couldn't get along without. Well, wouldn't it surprise her? I gotta sympathize her as long as that bottle holds out. Yeah, I'm a sitting on the bar stool acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm a doing today. Yeah, I'm a sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a losing my troubles away. And now I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Daniels.
Let's live on a Eddie Thursday
on that
night.
On that steel. Dang, that was good.
Oh, we're just having fun. So, wanted to mention to everybody, we do have our spring pledge drive here in 2026. It's going to be April 6th to the 10th. Twice a year, we have a little pledge drive to help keep things rolling here. And so, if anybody feels up for it, just give us a call anytime. April 6th through the 10th, and Dave will be doing his best to stay nice and calm through that whole week. So, we got that coming up, but the station's doing well, and we're having a great time here on a Thursday night, and I got to thank Bronson again.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
So watch for everything that's going on. If you see Trigger Happy, or if you see the Barn Boys, or if you see Tucker Baker Band.
Tucker Baker.
And yep. Church of Cash. Some of your tons.
Church of Cash, yeah. Them.
And Papa Bear Norton.
Bear Norton.
And you guys, you're keeping busy, so
Well, there's always more.
When you play guitar, I can see why you're busy all the time.
There's always more. There's always more.
Yep. And we can't thank you enough for coming out. Thanks, Ethan, for helping out. And
thanks for having
it's
me.
It's always fun. And so thanks for supporting live music, and thanks for supporting us here at WPCA 93.1. So we will talk to you next week, next month, but keep listening, and we try to do a nice new live show once a month. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Coverage on WPCA Radio.